In the news today, NATO's Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen accused Russia on Thursday of attacking Ukraine. He called for the withdrawal of Russian troops and Russia's support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. "We call on Russia to end its illegal and self-declared annexation of Crimea," Mr. Rasmussen said. He spoke at a meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko at the NATO summit in Wales. The NATO chief said, "We call on Russia to pull back its troops from Ukraine and to stop the flow of arms, fighters, and funds to the separatists." NATO has rejected an alliance military intervention in Ukraine. The country is a partner of NATO, but not a full member. Mr. Rasmussen said individual countries can each decide whether to provide any military aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian and Russian officials are to meet in Minsk Friday to discuss a peace plan. President Poroshenko said he would order a ceasefire for Ukraine's armed forces if that meeting is successful. Al-Qaeda's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, has announced a plan to launch a new group to rescue Muslims from injustice and oppression in India. He made the announcement in a video released Thursday. He said the group will operate in the states of Gujarat, Assam, and Kashmir, and in Bangladesh and Myanmar. Indian intelligence agencies released warnings across the country following the video release. Security experts say Al-Qaeda's announcement is an effort to regain its public image. The terror organization is losing possible new members and support to the militant group Islamic State. The U.S. Justice Department will launch a wide civil rights investigation into the police department of Ferguson, Missouri. A white police officer there shot and killed an unarmed young black man last month. The killing triggered days of violence and riots in the town. The investigation will look into accusations that Ferguson police have treated African Americans unfairly. It will also examine how the police department trains its officers. Now, words in the news. Intervene, verb. To come between. To come between in order to settle or solve. Flow, verb. To move like a liquid. Oppress, verb. To make others suffer. To control by the use of unjust and cruel force or power. Wide, adjective. Having a great distance from one side to the other. Not limited. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.